All right, Friday morning here, and time now for some trivia. And who would you want to come in and deliver your trivia question?
Thank you so much.
But Freddie Kiger, number one in America, number one in your heart.
Well, it takes two. It takes two,
baby.
It takes two, baby,
to make a dream come true.
And that would be
just
Mr. Stutz
two.
And moi. And you know, I'm going to do a trivia night out at the Chapel Hill Country Club on the 23rd.
Yeah? Uh-huh.
So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Because there'll be a lot of folks that, you know, that you and I both know.
Musical trivia?
Well, one round of it.
Okay.
But I can't reveal the category.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But I got four categories.
You want to mess
and
that
I
up?
Will say this, that Mr. Stutz, once again, is going to capably assist me yet again in his kindness on one of the categories.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
You pay me with kindness.
Well, I keep trying to take you out to lunch, and you never take me up on it.
Well, it's because of my screwy schedule.
Well, both of us have got screwy schedules right now.
That's right. What kind of question you got today?
Vino.
Vino?
Vino.
Wine. The wine and cheese crowd.
Yes, well.
It's not a wine and cheese crowd this season, folks.
No, it's not. Right now it's been a crying your beer crowd.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they're playing hard. I mean,
everybody's
you got to support them. You got to support them, though.
Exactly.
Please.
Everybody's working hard.
Hey, if you're feeling bad,
think how
imagine
they feel.
How those guys are feeling, yeah, knowing what expectations are out there, mm-hmm. knowing their own expectations.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And we're talking about Carolina basketball, if anybody hasn't figured that out. But
Yeah.
What you got?
Oh, sorry.
Wine.
Young wines are said to have aroma.
Yeah.
What do older wines have?
Oh, I know the answer to that question.
Young wines are said to have aroma.
Mm-hmm.
What do older wines have?
I think I know the answer.
All right. If you think, along with Ron, that you do have the answer, give us a call, 919-929-WCHL, which is?
9245.
Thank you. And you have a chance to win $10 gift certificate to Cruisers.
Let's go.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right, of course. 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ron Stutz.
Whoa, you know Ron Stutz? Alexa, what town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz. Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
All right, you said young wines have an aroma?
Yes, they have aroma.
And older wines have a bouquet?
Correct.
That was, I don't know why, that was stuck in my mind.
Yeah, very simply, a wine aroma is derived from the grape variety, and a wine bouquet is derived from the winemaking process of fermentation and aging.
Mm-hmm.
So traditionally, bouquet is used to describe a wine's aromas when the wine has aged in bottle and has begun to exhibit secondary notes.
So, Freddie, one could say that you and I don't have an aroma, but we
have a
bouquet.
And hopefully, unlike Bill Murray's assessment of one wine in a movie, yes, absurd, yet flaccid. Yeah, I don't think I'd use that one in proper company, unless maybe we just did.
I just leave that right there. Thank you very much.
I wish I could remember which movie that was.
Oh, who knows? That guy's funny all the time.
Oh.